Welcome to the Matrix Hour. Today's show, we're going to kind of spread things around a little bit music-wise and kind of jump around with a variety of music and kind of delve into what the Matrix Hour are all about. Every week, we want to kind of change it up a little bit, but we're going to stick to ambient, easy listening type music, but we're going to bring music today from a variety of different areas. So we hope you enjoy the show here on Mixtreme Radio, The Matrix Hour.
Yeah. that you will give to us all on your end.
Listening to the Matrix Hour. In this hour, we're kind of discussing where music originated from, and how is it part of the Matrix, and what is the Matrix? Back in the early beginnings, the dark abyss of darkness, before all creation came to be as we know it today. When did that first sound, that musical rhythm, first begin? Was it a couple of nappers that were in earshot distance of each other, napping away with some arrow points, and got into a rhythm? Or was it prior to that? Was it prior to the human being coming into existence? Was it the animals? Was it nature? Where did music first begin? And how is it all interconnected? Is it the earliest form of communications? The Matrix Hour. Hope you enjoy the tunes.
Thank you. it's spinning round and round. Listen closely, you can hear the sound. Laughing, crying, talking, singing songs, all our voices as we whirl along. The whole world is spinning round and round. Listen closely, you can hear the sound. Laughing, crying, talking, singing songs. Laughing, crying, talking, singing songs. Laughing, crying, talking, singing songs. All our voices as we whirl along.
Okay, concluded another little short set there. And so far we've heard Village Near River by Earth Songs, Our Mother, Our Earth by Sky Rider, Spirit Dwell Points by Saluk, and All Our Voices by Michael Noonley. So at this point, we'll get back to a little bit of our discussion about why'd I come up with the name of The Matrix for The Matrix Hour? And you're listening to The Matrix Hour here on Mixtreme Radio. So a little more discussion on The Matrix. Wanted to share an old story that was told to me by a medicine person at a gathering I was at. I asked him, where did the raven come from, and what significance does the raven have to your people? And he told me that way back in the very beginning of creation, out of that black abyss, Creator sensed that there was a lot of fear amongst his creation at that point, while there was still darkness and there was no light in the world yet at that point. And he wanted to comfort the creation with a signal or some sort of a way of sending comfort to him. And the thought came to Creator to send forth the raven. And of course the raven is all dark, all black, no color to the raven whatsoever other than black. And he instructed the raven to go forth amongst creation and to talk to creation and let him know that the web of life has not been completed yet, and to tell them the stories of what is to come, and that the change that would happen, yet to happen. And so the raven went forth and spoke to the people of creation at that point, sang the raven songs, and told them of the web of life yet to come. So that's an interesting story. I thought to myself, you know, for some time afterwards after hearing that, you know, what is the significance of that story? What does it tell me more than the obvious, you know, that a bird was sent forth to sing to creation? It tells me that sound came forth, and that the sound was sent forth to send comfort. So when I play my music, I'm reminded of that whenever I think of the raven. So out of the abyss, or from the matrix of source, came sound. Hope you enjoy the next set. You're listening to The Matrix Hour here on Mixposure.com, Mixtreme Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Matrix Hour here on Mixtreme Radio at Mixposure.com. Well, that concludes another set of really awesome music. And that last song was Nebula by Piperon. And that is kind of a cool song because that's also the Matrix Hour's logo, a picture taken by the Hubble telescope. And if you look at that picture there, you might see some other interesting things if you look closely. And prior to that, we had Dances of Ages by Sherry Rowe Dirksen. And then we also had Omular by ZK1N and Night Evocation by ZK1N. So kind of a mellow, chilling set there. Hope you enjoyed it. And we got more to pop up here shortly. And hopefully you're thinking about where music came from and what role it plays in the Matrix and how it connects us all and what kind of message does it send out. And once it's sent out, what does it do then? Hope you enjoy the next set.
Thank you.
We just heard Heaven's Gate by FD Project and Beautiful Sunset by the Ken Meyer Project, and a double take there. Another Day by Ken Meyer Project. So some really awesome waveforms of music going out there, going out into the matrix of the listeners here on Mixtreme Radio, brought to you by Mixposure.com. And getting back to our matrix and music and where it's going, what it's doing. Awesome stuff, I think. It's going out there. And whether it's being heard or not, I believe it does have an effect as energy, as a waveform. It goes out, kind of a morphogenic change to where we're headed as a species and as a part of the matrix. We're all intertied in that web of life, and I believe the sounds that we create, whether through our voice or our instruments, we put forth an energy that goes out there to affect everything. So, the Matrix Hour here on Mixtreme Radio to play some more, put some more energy out there. We hope you're enjoying it. Okay, that brings us to the end of the hour here on the Matrix Hour. We just listened to Season for Awakening by Earth Songs and David Newby, collaboration there. And then we had Mysticue by Mike Kolgraf, and we hope you enjoyed that sect, and we hope you enjoyed today's show, and gave you a little something to think about, not only in the music, but the words spoken here today about the Matrix and why we named the show The Matrix Hour. It just kind of some of my own little quirks there on, well, what I think music does. And it goes out there into the universe, out into creation, and it does make a sound in the woods, even with nobody around, when a tree falls. So we hope you enjoyed the show, and if you want to visit the forums and drop a review of the show or any thoughts you have, please do so. We do have a little bit of a blog going on there, and visit mixposure.com. Sign up as a listener, and maybe plug in some reviews on some of these artists that you enjoyed today, and we'll look forward to doing this again next week. Take care.